Once upon a time, in a familiar land, there lived a great evil no one could withstand. Fangless and clawless, this wicked was stealing, not treasures nor lives, instead it stole feeling. Smothering the ears and muddling the eyes of its victims, dampening all of their cries, till even the purest of hearts would succumb, lost in its depths, their souls turning numb.
Morning, Sammy.
Hey.
Our story is of one this cursed entomb, a once hopeful hero, now trapped in the gloom.
There's coffee if you want.
I'm fine.
Wanting, our hero did not do at all. Cursed for so long that she could not recall a time in her life past the haze and the grey. That is, of course, until one day.
Hey, Sammy, can you check the alphabetizing in the YA fantasy romance section?
Sure.
It's probably littered with hormones.
And Trevor, his shift ends in 5 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, Dad, but you told me to take more responsibility.
It's fine, I don't mind.
See, she doesn't even mind.
Hi. Sorry, do you work here?
Our hero looked up at the woman who'd asked for her help, and her heart started beating quite fast.
Hi. I do, yes. How can I help you? I think I left my umbrella here last night. Oh, no.
I don't know if you have it. Maybe in the back, if there's a lost and found or something.
Yeah, I can totally take a look for you.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
She walked to the left behind treasures to find what was lost. Their words pierced the fog in her mind.
It's blue, small, cheap.
Where would you put the nonfiction?
Nonfiction is a construct.
This umbrella?
Oh my gosh, my umbrella!
Here you go.
Their hands grazed each other's, creating a spark. And something inside her awoke from the dark.
Yeah, I've never had an umbrella for more than a month. Yeah, I mean, they're so easy to lose. I think my record is 5, maybe. I'm Erin, by the way.
It happened like magic as her name was spoken. The world came to life. The curse, it seemed, was broken.
Hi, Erin. I'm Sammy.
Sometimes a journey is on so grand a scale that it's best when expressed as a fairy tale. For example, a woman who's cursed by depression until it gives way to a joyful expression that fills her whole soul with the feeling of youth. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and this is The Truth. And today we'll feel joy in the promising hum of a woman awoken from the curse of numb.
You didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a 6th season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Now back to The Curse of Numb.
Feeling at once like she'd never been cursed, our hero found herself quickly immersed in the whimsical task of getting to know her charming, adventurous, clever young beau.
You lived in Montclair?
Mm-hmm.
My brother's college roommate lived there.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is he?
His name's Teddy Berman.
Oh my god.
Stop. You know him?
No, I have no idea who he is. I just think that it's underrated.
Nobody likes the fifth one.
I do. It's like he's angsty, but...
He's earned it?
Yes.
Weeks passed this way, our hero content. Only her knowing how much that meant.
Hey, Erin.
Hmm?
What's your favorite color?
Ochre.
That's really specific.
Hmm. What's yours?
I don't know. Purple, I think. Maybe gold.
Hmm.
Hey, Erin.
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite food?
Meatloaf.
That's weird.
Mm.
My favorite food is like crisp Granny Smith apple, like a really tart one. And when you look at it, it looks really good on the outside, but it isn't until you take the first bite that you know that it's good. And then it's everything that you thought it would be.
Sammy, go to sleep.
Okay.
You're not tired?
No. Not yet. Not really. Good night.
Our curse, we must note, is a tricksome cheat, one there is no single way to defeat. Some turn to love, to spirits or spells, some journey leagues to seek out wishing wells, all with the hopes of sating a yearning for brightness in life that the curse keeps from burning. And freed from its grasp, our hero, undaunted, began to chase after the life that she wanted.
Look at these guys. When did browsing become the new foreplay?
Driver, why do you work in your dad's bookstore if you hate people who read books so much?
I don't hate people who read. I hate people who put on a front. And these guys are obviously just putting on a show. I mean, come on. This guy, he's been in that metaphysics section for half an hour. Doesn't even know what metaphysics means.
Do you know what metaphysics means?
People infuriate me.
Is that why you stopped doing those events?
Which events?
Readers are leaders, a novel approach.
Yeah, I don't know. I think those just kind of fell off the radar.
You know, I really like those.
Yeah?
Yeah, I used to come to them when I first moved here.
Glad somebody liked them.
You should bring them back.
Bring back what? Just tell them we carry what we carry.
No, Dad, she's talking about the events we used to do, the Readers or Leaders thing.
Oh, yeah. You know, that stuff was a lot of work. It just never paid off.
Yeah, it never paid off.
Our hero spoke up, feeling inspired to tell her companions what she desired.
I could do it.
You?
Yeah.
Really?
I could organize some things in the little seating area.
I mean, if you want to, I don't know.
Sammy's a nice offer, but I really can't afford to pay you any more than I already have.
That's fine. I mean, I can do it in my spare time, and maybe if it's successful, it could grow into something more, like later, way in the future.
Give it a try.
That's how, her passion no longer suppressed, our hero embarked on a passionate quest. She battled with witches, she begged from the crown, and slowly but surely appealed to the town, creating amidst the books and the shelves a place where her neighbors could better themselves.
Let's do an exercise. Okay, everybody free write. 3 minutes.
Yeah, just what teenagers need. More empowerment.
What are you, like 22?
Yeah, well, I've been to college.
I think it's going really well.
Yeah, I'd clap, but my hands are busy yawning.
What? Trevor.
I don't know.
I think this is great, okay?
Gazing on all that her hard work had wrought, our hero was quietly struck by a thought. Maybe, just maybe, she was worth more than she had believed in the days of before.
Early.
I know.
Why?
I'll tell you what, I'll go make coffee. You work on complete sentences. Glug, 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 glug. Close the lid and begin. Coffee brewing.
You work today?
Oh, hi.
No, not at the shop. I'm just preparing.
Oh, what's this? Stuff.
Workshop of Wonders. Did you write this?
Yeah. It's just a placeholder name.
I thought the Meet the Author thing was yesterday.
Oh, it was. This is something else.
What?
Yeah.
This is so cool, Sammy. Can I steal some milk?
Yeah, of course.
How they going?
Honestly?
No, pretendly.
They're going great.
Oh, good.
I mean, I just thought it'd be more fun than sorting books all day, but, like, people really like it.
You know who would love this?
Who?
My boss.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the whole blog is about, like, community and kids and, yeah. and crap like that. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to pitch your bookstore.
Oh, my God, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
So, with a victory almost at hand and done with most of the chores she had planned, our hero rejoiced in a day full of glory. It's tempting to make that the end of the story.
I just feel like I haven't seen you in a while. Is everything okay?
Yeah. Actually, do you have a minute right now?
Hey, as chapter yeah. 2, you are legally required to buy it. This isn't all
yeah, hold on a second. I can't hear you. Here, let me get to it quieter. Okay, go ahead. What's up?
I really wanted to talk to you about this the next time I saw you, but we've been really busy, and so I wasn't sure when I was going to see you again, and so I just, it's been really great hanging out with you, and
okay.
but there's just something about it that's just not really working for me.
Oh.
Sammy. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I get it.
I'm really sorry.
Okay. I'm getting another call. I have to
Sammy,
go. I really have to take this.
She answered her summons, trying to ignore...
Hello?
A lacking of feeling that she'd felt before.
Hey, Sammy.
Chelsea?
I'm calling from Raina's. Do you have a second to talk?
Oh, is that the bookstore girl?
Here,
there's time. Hi, Chelsea tells me you have a little shop that might be good for that.
It's not my shop. I just run some events.
Uh-huh. That's
there.
Lovely. Just love neighborhoods. So what sort of events do you guys do?
Different kinds for all ages.
Great. Yeah. How's it going? Are there
there's writing ones and read alouds and... I'm sorry, what did you ask? I'm sorry, I can't, I'm having trouble hearing you. I'm sorry, I'm not feeling very well. I have to go.
Everything okay? You okay?
Yeah, sorry. Can I ask, does the sink sound strange to you?
No, I'm sorry, it doesn't. Maybe it's allergies.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, sorry, you're waiting to wash.
No, it's all right, take your time.
No, all right. I'll get out of here, sorry.
Sammy!
Our hero fled home, very afraid, watching around her how everything grayed. Worse than the heartbreak from courtship adjourning, sensing her weakness, the curse was returning.
We'll return to the curse of Numb in just a moment, but first I want to tell you all about Robinhood. It's an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. What's great about Robinhood is that they strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. And I love Robinhood because it has a clear design that makes all this financial information easy to digest. It has very clear charts and market data that allows you to place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. It's so simple. And I also love it because it helps you find stocks with a personalized news feed that tracks your favorite companies for you. The Robinhood web platform also lets you view stock collections, like 100 most popular, or sectors like entertainment and social media. It even has curated categories like female CEOs, and it lists analyst ratings of buy, hold, sell for every stock. And Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock, like Apple, Ford, or Sprint, to help build your portfolio. Sign up at thetruth.robinhood.com. That's thetruth.robinhood.com. Now back to The Curse of Numb.
Sammy. Sammy.
Hi.
What happened yesterday? Raina was freaking out.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad. I suggested that story.
Aaron broke up with me.
Oh, Sammy.
What are you gonna do?
No.
We weren't together that long, so...
But it's okay to care. Right?
I'm just scared.
Scared of what?
Nothing. I'm fine. Really.
Now on the verge of the curse's control, our hero decided to fight for her soul. She went on adventures, kept her friends near. She drank magic potions to keep up her cheer, attended all balls and purchased new armor. But still, the curse seeped in and managed to harm her. And as it gained power, our hero grew weak. Her kingdom began to seem horribly bleak. Her soul and her passion soon became gaunt. Our hero, again, forgot how to want.
Hello?
Sammy, the Midland Bakers just canceled on Raina.
Wait, what?
She was supposed to do this whole pie thing, but they just canceled.
Oh.
Look, she's gonna use you guys instead.
Oh.
Just get to the bookshop by 1 p.m. She wants to interview you, okay?
Chelsea, I don't...
What?
I don't really feel ready.
Sammy?
I'm still in bed. I'm not ready.
Well, do whatever you have to do to get up and get over there. You can do this, you freak!
Now that her friend's fate was also at stake, our hero once more attempted to wake with the only maneuver she had not yet tried, which meant, of course... forsaking her pride.
Hi. What are you doing here?
Hi, I'm sorry to bother you at work.
No, it's fine. I just, are you okay?
Yeah, I came here because I needed to ask a favor.
Okay.
I'm not here to try to, like, win you back or anything.
I know, like, I was listening when you said, I know okay. We're, you know.
Right.
Okay. The thing is that before I met you, everything was just still. And then I met you, and things started to happen.
Okay.
I know I made them happen. I know I did that. But now, I don't know, it feels like it's going back to the way it was before, and,
this is...
I just need to feel the way that I feel when I'm with you. And you don't have to be my anything. Just as a friend, I'm just asking if you could, just for this. And then,
look,
you know...
Sammy, I'm sorry. I have to go back to work. I'm sorry. I don't know what to say.
Seeing her bow was no longer a shield.
I'm sorry.
And that she had no weapon to wield.
Maybe we can talk in a few days or something?
Yeah. That would be nice.
She went on her way as the midday bell tolled. And in her heart, she felt very cold.
There she is. That's Sammy.
Hey, Sammy, this is my boss.
Hi, I'm Raina. We spoke on the phone a while ago.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
Listen, I'm going to steal Garrett here for a little bit. We're going to get some background information on the store, and then we'll come back to talk to you.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Come on, Garrett, so tell me a little bit about yourself.
Are you okay?
No.
What's wrong?
I just feel like I messed up again, you know?
What, the blog thing? Oh, speaking of, they brought all this extra fruit if you want some.
There could have been something here. I could have planned something, but I just stopped.
Something about pies, I don't know.
I just stopped.
Oh, well, by the way, she loved it.
Loves what?
The reading in the back. She loved it.
What reading in the back?
The reading. You know, right now, in the kids section, under that castle thing you put together. They're having a great time.
Our hero now was struggling to cope. Her old beau had felt like her very last hope. See, there she is.
I know her.
Yeah, I would hope so.
She did not believe she could impress the queen. Her life would return to the way it had been when she had lived numb, lost in the deep. And with this thought, she started to weep. She wept for the woman that she had become when she was awake and her soul could thrum with a power that pushed her to want and to strive and be very glad that she was alive. But weeping, you see, has its own kind of power. And as she cried, the curse seemed to cower. It fell away softly, with every tear. And almost like magic, the world became clear.
Hey, Sammy. We're ready for you.
It wasn't the last time she'd battled the curse.
So do you go by Sammy or Samantha?
Sammy's fine.
In fact, there'd be times when she would fare worse.
Oh, you know, well, we have all this fruit.
Oh my God, yeah. Do you want anything?
But always she'd come back to joy and to laughter.
I'll take an apple.
And so she lived.
To hear more original stories like this one, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. The Curse of Num was written by Mary McDonnell and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Marissa Brow, Liz Limecooler, Alana Raquel Bowers, Rachel Botchin, Will Story, Stefan Schuett, Davey Gardner, and as the narrator, Allison Simmet. Special thanks to Magnet Theater. They offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. You can find out more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a curated network of extraordinary cutting-edge podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. And if you'd like to sponsor a future episode of The Truth, send an email to sponsor@radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Davey Gardner. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. And you have been hearing
The Truth. Radiotopia.